the government's plans to transfer control of water infrastructure from councils to a new agency took another blow today. The proposal has already been rejected by the country's largest council, Auckland, and this morning the next largest one, Christchurch, formally registered its disapproval. Conan Young reports.
Under the proposal, all 67 councils' drinking, waste and stormwater assets would be absorbed by four large regional entities. In return, the government is promising to pick up the tab for $180 billion worth of repairs and upgrades needed to this country's dilapidated water infrastructure. However, so far, 20 of those councils have said thanks, but no thanks. It's telling that even Labor's old mates, former cabinet ministers Phil Goff in Auckland and now Leanne Dalzell in Christchurch, are speaking out so strongly. Today, Mayor Dalzell told a full meeting of her council, called to approve its formal response to the changes, that Christchurch was in a good position to pay its own way.
Many councils are delivering high quality water services that comply with requirements, are monitored and managed by capable people and subject to effective governance and decision-making processes. Christchurch is one of those councils.
The issue that matters the most to residents is removing the chlorine from their otherwise pristine artesian water, something the council is continuing to spend a lot of time and money on. But Ms Dalzell says as it currently stands, the proposal provides no guarantees this work will continue, potentially leaving a bad taste in everybody's mouths.
The model has stripped all councils and thus our communities of the control of and decision-making about our Three Waters assets, regardless of the standards they're either meeting or capable of meeting in the future.
Unity is not something that's normally seen around the council table these days, but the government's water reforms have seen a form of perestroika breakout between the left and right factions, with unanimous opposition expressed by all today. James Goff described it as asset theft.
The government doesn't take over capital programs for street renewals in every town and city in New Zealand, because that would be absurd. NZTA partners with local authorities to ensure roading networks are upgraded by the communities for the communities.
Councillor Goff says while the changes might be of some benefit to smaller councils struggling to pay for much-needed sewerage upgrades, Christchurch was fine on its own.
Frankly, this potential asset larceny would break what's largely already fixed. Last year's Ministry of Health report shows almost 97% of the New Zealand population is receiving their drinking water from a fully compliant water supply. They're not drinking sludge, like the condescending advertisements suggest.
Phil Major describes the proposal as a waste of everybody's time.
The government has certainly proven its need for change, and I would suggest they start with sacking their PR department, spin department, who spent millions of dollars creating a television ad, which in my opinion was just rubbish and scaremongering.
Leanne Dalzell says she's worried about the prospect of the government ignoring the feedback from councils and pushing ahead with the changes anyway, and continues to hold out hope it will work collaboratively with them to come up with a better proposal. Minister for Local Government, Nanaia Mahuta, has been approached for comment.